Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. What do you think of the break? Having a break 2 weeks in.
Good timing. For my, you know, mental health, fatigue.
That's number one here.
I came back here. I don't know who any of these women are. I'm sorry. I don't know who any of these people are. Who are these people on my screen? Especially because we're watching Joe Millionaire on our Patreon, $4 a month. Very reasonable price, folks. We're watching Joe Millionaire on there. And there's 15 women on there that I'm keeping track of.
Yeah.
And I started to learn about in the break. Now I come back here and I don't know who any of these people 15. Are.
When Sarah got the date rose, I was like,
didn't know who that
am
was.
I supposed to know who that is? Turns out she was number three in my power rankings last week.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you serious? You're telling me Sarah, the girl
my
that
memory
got...
like Men in Black.
It did to no me clue. Too. No clue who any of these people are. I vaguely remember Shanae, but I swear to you, I did not know her name. I didn't know her name. I had to look it up. I had to look up all their names. I don't know these people. I don't know any of you.
That was a bad time
so
for
bad
the break. It was too early in the season.
Yeah, we didn't know these people enough to be able to our memories to hold their names for that long. It just didn't happen.
Week three is usually when I feel solid.
Yeah,
the break.
I'm back to square
threw
one.
Me off. Back to square one. The episode begins. Good opening banter. The episode begins. Cassidy and the Friend with Benefits, which sounds like the title of a Goosebumps book or like the Boxcar Children.
Choose your own adventure.
Cassidy and Goosebumps. The Friend with Benefits. Yeah. We're at a cocktail party prior to the second rose ceremony of the season. This is another issue. It has
timeline.
Been 3 weeks since the premiere, and we're not even... We're just
haven't
now getting to the second rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Blame Goodell. That's the way to do it. Cassidy has a rose from the group date.
That Monday night thing was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree. We don't need to get
it was
on
an
to
unnecessary
that,
but... game. I don't know why they did that. I hope they don't do that in the future.
Oh, that's not going anywhere. That's not good. They're going to have to move the traditional premiere date of The Bachelor because of the NFL playoffs. They have to. Listen, I'm fuzzy on the deets here, AB.
Okay.
But I believe Cassidy originally told Sierra that she has, you know, a hookup piece, whatever the kids say, back home.
Yeah, you got it.
And that she didn't tell him what show she was going on.
Yes. You're all right there.
But then someone else told that she told someone else that she only came on the show to make him jealous?
That was not on camera. I know no details about that second part.
That's fine.
But I did remember hearing that this episode. I didn't know what they were talking about, though.
Okay. In any event, they were FaceTiming a few days before filming.
Yes.
Sierra just revealed this information to Clayton, and we left off with Clayton asking Jesse, can I take a rose back? Right?
Yeah.
Primer? Is that a good primer?
Yeah. Perfect.
the primer bulbs, all my, you know what I'm talking about? The small engine people out there?
You okay. don't want to over prime it.
No, you don't.
And you don't want to under prime it.
Well, they're gassed up. Cassidy comes back in the room and she's showing off the rose. Basically, whatever she, I think, is wearing a bracelet that's WWCD. What would Corinne do? And that's how Cassidy is behaving. She's a villain in that vein.
It's a long line. Corinne and Shanae, now down to Cassidy.
A family tree. They're all on a branch. Yeah. The villain family tree. So Jesse tells Clayton, hey, you can do whatever you want. I don't really care that much about any of this.
I just showed up here. I don't know what's going
My
on.
My contract's signed. I'm guaranteed. This is guaranteed money.
Do what you want.
So Clayton pulls Cassidy from the group, and she leaves the rose on the table.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, they zoomed in on it.
She set it down. Why would you set the rose down?
I think a huge mistake by Cassidy.
Keep that rose.
And a huge mistake by production. Play it out. Cassie, you bring the rose with you because then you have a prop. You have a tool to sell the connection. Why would you? You can't send me home. Look at this. Look at this. You gave me a rose.
Think of the visual of Clayton having to physically take the rose back, too.
And that's production's fault. Physically. By not making sure that rose went with
him. I need that rose.
He'd have to ask for it back, or maybe he takes it off the table dramatically. Instead, the rose is just...
The rose is dead.
Who cares?
That's a dead rose.
It was like he was sent home. She was sent home for air like anyone else.
No big deal.
The rose didn't matter. You have to get that rose in the room.
They made the whole dramatic thing of Jesse. Has anyone ever taken a rose back? And then we didn't get the whole rose drama that we needed.
Still, no one has taken a rose back.
No,
because it was left on the table, forgotten about, discarded. Till this day.
To this day, no one's taken a rose back.
Cassie says, I know what you're going to say. She does not.
All right. I already know where this is headed.
He has no clue what he's going to say.
I already know where this is going. Go ahead, though. She had no clue what was being brought up.
What did she think he was going to say? What was she expecting?
I don't know. I agree. I don't think she thought it was this. So I don't know what she thought he was going to say.
Cassidy says she hasn't been in a relationship of any kind. Emphasis mine, but also probably hers, if we ran the tape back, since 2019.
I haven't had a relationship since summer of 2019, period.
Clayton says, well, it's a tough spot for Clayton. Who to believe? Clayton says he was given information that she FaceTimed this guy days before the show started filming. What did you make of Cassidy's explanation? What did you take from Cassidy's description of the relationship?
This was just your classic... blindsided by a conversation, lie. Your first instinct is to lie. You got must lie situation.
You got to at least muck it up. You got
to
muck up reality.
You have to drag him down into the mud, get some mud in his eyes, try to confuse him a little bit by what's going on. Yeah. Timelines, you toss out different dates too, different time. You notice how she's starting like summer night 2019, she's doing all this other, very long time since I've talked to anyone.
People confuse years a lot, especially lately.
You just start confusing some stuff. You start lying. You're running, as you're lying, you're running through your head like, how am I going to get out of this? What's the end game? Because I'm just spitting out random lies at this point. Now, where am I going from here? And then she finally landed on what she was going to do when she realized she was caught. She had nothing. She had nothing. She eventually came clean, said the exact opposite of what she had previously said in the lie, but downplayed that even a little bit. You downplay it then to try to make it seem like not that big a deal.
I feel like you're doing it too. You're kind of going on.
I'm mucking things up.
Yeah, I'm confused, Amy.
I'm mucking things up. See what I just did there?
Yeah. My eyes were glazed over. I'm like, maybe he's right.
Back in 2018 on Peter's season, something like this happened too. And then a long time ago before that, you just muck it up. You just say
stuff.
You have
to understand
this. Just say stuff.
You do have to just, you got to answer.
Just talk.
You
got to
say stuff. I hate to make another production comment so quickly, but roll the tape. You have to show us. It's been 2 weeks, number one. And in general, get the Bravo producers in here. Show us the tape. There's no point in going back and forth when you have it on tape.
We didn't even see the tape of her talking about her side piece. which they have on tape. They showed it to us 2 weeks ago, but they didn't show it again.
Show that again.
You're right.
Come on.
Sad.
They're up in the, they were in the back grotto, I'll say, and then they're upstairs. Clayton says, hey, listen, too many concerns. Are you sending me home? Yeah. Cassidy's shocked.
It's too early for this nonsense. I gotta send you home.
The big thing on this is a lot of times I think leads probably send people home who they don't really want to send home, but it's, you can't bring them back down into the group with that road. Like, you have to, for this, for the sake of your own safety.
Well, this is just a she said situation, so you're not going to get, you're not going to for sure know the answer, and it's not worth it at this stage in the game.
Nope.
It's too early for this. Got to send you home.
So Clayton walks her downstairs, unsure why they were holding hands. Indicates to me that maybe he didn't want to do this, but it's a strange hand holding. Maybe on the stairs, you kind of don't want to fall, but.
Keep in mind, did she have some issues with Elizabeth too at some point?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Memory, because remember, Shanae was trying to start that thing with Elizabeth, and Cassidy, the mentor, was like, Shanae, you don't want that. That brings a spotlight to you.
Okay, I've mixed up on who's who.
Well, the person currently who's beefing with Elizabeth, Cassidy.
Cassidy was the mentor?
Man, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wiped. Memory wiped.
I went through this whole episode thinking Shanae was the mentor that
whole
time.
No.
Cassidy sent Shanae off to do her business. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we had a whole bit about that. I don't blame you. Hey, I'm not. It happens.
Okay.
It happens. That's what happens. You take 2 weeks off in the infancy of a season. Anyway, straight to the Tahoe, and you go.
He obviously had to send her home. It was no big deal.
He obviously had to stand solemnly in the driveway, wondering, am I going to find my wife here? This puts doubt in my mind. Of course, back with the group, there's no doubt in anyone's mind that that will do it for drama. Now that Cassidy is gone,
smooth,
there's no one
sailing.
Else. Yep. Seen a million times. Power vacuums don't stay empty for long on this show. I'm not sure when people are going to learn. But when you get rid of one person that everyone dislikes, someone else just steps right up to the role.
Someone's ready to step in.
The rose ceremony. Anything else on that?
A lot is being made of Clayton making history by taking back a rose. He didn't take it back, number one.
Nope.
And also, he's just fixing a mistake he had previously made. It's not like he's a hero for doing what he did.
Where is a lot being made of this? Because Jesse Palmer actually did it. Oh, okay. He actually did it when he said the name wrong. That's a, hey, you got to give that back moment that we didn't have, unfortunately, on this episode.
Yeah, it was in all the promos, like it was a big deal that he's taking back a rose. This was nothing. And I agree. Borderline didn't take back anything. He just sent someone home.
To say if she were holding the rose, he wouldn't have done it. Too scared. Speaking of roses, the rose ceremony.
Something I skipped right on by. I don't know any of these people. I'm just going to
start.
You just
skipped the rose ceremony?
Yeah.
What an admission.
Listen, I had it on. I didn't fast forward, but I wasn't paying attention and I didn't write the names down. I'm just going to start next episode fresh. This is a brand new season to me.
Well, you know,
any of these people as they're being called off. I don't know their names. What do I need to see the rose ceremony for?
Clayton. Well, maybe it'll help you refresh your memory a little bit.
Yeah.
Clayton announces, hey, I had to send Cassidy home. I'm sick to my stomach over this. I value the rose so much. No one respects the meaning of the rose more than Clayton.
Nobody.
Not even Ben Higgins. That's how high he is on the respect of the process. Here are the roses. A, B, Eliza. Rachel.
Who?
There you go, Fifth. Serene, Sierra, Teddy, huh? Lindsay, Jill, Gabby, Kira, Mara Marinara, Marlena, Genevieve, Hunter, Melina, Elizabeth, Shanae.
Shanae.
Couple things I'd like to point out. Clayton's rose delivery, very funny. He looks down, he holds the look, and then he raises his head in between each rose dramatically.
Each rose?
Each one. And it to the point where I thought he was looking at a note card or something.
He might have been. Hey.
I don't think he was. He was just solemn.
Just dramatic.
Shanae. That's just respect for the roads, AB. Respect for the process.
Say what you want about Clayton. He's boring. You didn't deserve this.
Who does?
But you can't say he doesn't trust this process. You can't.
Respect. Also, Elizabeth was bawling her eyes out after
the roast. What's going on there?
It's been 2 days.
She's crying because some of her competition went home.
NC, Kate, Tessa, and of course Cassidy are the no roses here. Next day, Jesse pops into the sitting room. Ominous warning.
This is straight out of Chris Harrison's playbook.
It really was. Take advantage of it. You never know when your last moment with Clayton is going to come. I feel like that's an extenuating circumstance, Jesse. Not all of us. Cassidy's situation doesn't apply to all of us.
Yes, what does that have to do with this?
He might send
she
you
did
home.
Something specifically. Are you saying he'll send anyone home for a way less reason?
On a whim? Even if you have a rose? Maybe they didn't have the rose in the room because you don't want to. What's the wrestling term for bury? Is it when you bury something like a prop, when you make it seem cheap, a belt, like you devalue the belt?
I know what you're saying.
So if you take a rose away from Cassidy, what does that say about the rose? They're meaningless. So perhaps that's why they did it. Maybe a stretch. Group date card. You want me to read this?
I think she just genuinely forgot it. But yeah, read the date card. What do we got?
Serene, Susie, Eliza, Mara Marinara, Marlena, Hunter, Genevieve, Jill.
Real quick, one of the girls says, I don't know who it was, but the next day she says, we're all a little traumatized from last night. I mean, everyone needs to relax on what happened last night. You mean you were traumatized because one of the girls in the house had a relationship outside of this that was traumatizing?
That can't be from that. That had to be Frankabit from another situation.
She said, we're all a little traumatized from last night. What are you talking about? Something got brought up and then it was immediately rectified?
To your personal benefit?
To your benefit? What's the problem?
That's just, you know, that's just things they make them say on the show. Group date, daytime. They walk into a dark theater.
Oh, here we go.
Caitlin sitting in a chair. Caitlin Bristow.
Just your classic.
Co-host of The Bachelorette.
Your classic therapy power bachelor circle.
I hate that this is becoming a classic date now.
I hate it. Hosted by just another random contestant.
No, there was...
As a pseudo-therapist. They're like presented as a therapist.
Caitlin knows a thing or two about how this all... About your personal traumas from your childhood.
What are we doing here, Bachelor?
A couple things. No one there was no reaction when the light came up and it was Caitlin. Thought that was...
That's funny.
Probably because no one wanted to participate in this date.
Yeah, I mean, they saw the circle. They knew what was going on here. It's dark, and then it's light in the middle with a bunch of chairs. You know it's the Bachelor Power Therapy Circle.
I called it the Vulnerability Fair. All right, tell me a deep, dark secret that weighs on you every day. We'll air it.
We'll all listen to it. We'll hear you. We'll air it.
Hand on your
and
shoulder.
And then that'll be the end of it. No. There'll be no conversation.
We'll air it if you're lucky. If you're lucky, we'll air it. Otherwise. Yes.
If it's good.
If it's
juicy.
If it's good. That's one way to put it. Caitlin says, Clayton is one of the most genuine, sincere men who's truly ever been on the show.
Everybody is selling this man.
They're selling it. It's a hard sell.
Everybody is giving the hard sell. Everyone involved in this project is selling this man to us.
I think Clayton is a nice, good guy. I believe some of the adjectives people use to describe him. I am pointing out, like you said, the hard sell is what I go. It's a little over the top. You're spoon feeding us. Clayton's the best guy ever.
The thing is, at this point, you're not going to change our opinion with that type of hard sell.
No, he himself will
he will
hopefully
have to
change people's opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Something people reading off.
Caitlin coming out here and telling us he's the most sincere bachelor is not changing anyone's opinion or the backlash you've received.
No, it's not. Unfortunately. Side note, I would love to hear someone described
That's moderately genuine, but like occasionally sincere.
I've seen better. I've seen worse.
Oh, here we have Thomas. He could be better than he's portrayed, but in general, he's, you know, half and half. He's not the best when it comes to genuine. Anyway, here's a rundown of the vulnerability fair slash bachelor power therapy power circle. Clayton says he put up walls in his last relationship. He wished he'd have taken more time confronting those walls before he tried to date again. If he's referencing Michelle, I reserve the right to laugh at this. If it's a real relationship,
else, yeah.
good on you for sharing, I suppose. Then Caitlin goes down the line. Just bing, bing. Tell us something similar.
You.
Genevieve, self-sabotage. She starts crying. Thank you, Genevieve. Check. Hunter.
I just picture myself being in one of these chairs, having nothing to share, and just fucking sweaty, trying to come up with something to talk about. Because I know my turn's coming. Yeah, like it's when it's your turn to read
in
class.
PTSD in school. It really is. When you didn't do the reading.
When you didn't do the reading. You didn't do the assignment. And you're praying she doesn't call on you. Oh my goodness. I hope she doesn't call on me.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I'm sweating right now.
Palms are sweaty. Hunter says her ex compared her to other girls. She even went so far as to get colored contacts and dyed her hair. Then he cheated on her anyway.
Made her feel like she made her never feel good and always worry that something was wrong with her.
Serene says she's always been small, so kids growing up called her anorexic. It took her a long time to be comfortable with herself. Then there was a little supercut, people running down there, you know, individual.
Mm-hmm.
I found it interesting that Melina says she came on the show knowing she wouldn't talk to Clayton about race.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'd like to know more about why she felt that way. Race is super hot in the Bachelor streets right now, talking about it. So.
Yeah.
And then Clayton reveals he hated how he looked growing up, but he turned that weakness into his strength, body image stuff. I think these are valuable things to share with your potential mate.
Sure.
Even your friends on TV. But it's hard for me to enjoy these when you make everyone sit down and do it. You surprise them with them, and you are forcing them to do it. They always go well, but this isn't entertaining for me.
No.
Think of that. Each of those individual things were revealed in a one-on-one setting with Clayton at some point.
I don't like them portraying it as a therapy session and not having a therapist there.
No, well, that's never going to change. They're always going to do that.
So what is the purpose of this? It's not helping them. Because there's no comments about what they've said. It's basically share something. We won't talk about it, but good job sharing. And that's supposed to be like, we're healed now. That's how it's presented. It's like,
it really
is.
They all come together in the end.
They all came together
fine.
And gave a hug. And it's like, okay, you didn't even talk about what you guys talked about. Nobody was helped here.
Caitlin asked one question. She's like, what's up? You guys don't like yourselves? Tell me about it. And then that was it.
Yep.
Just, you know, there are some things the show's good at. This is not one of them.
Agreed.
We'll talk about it in 3 months next season. Group date, nighttime. Clayton starts off, he acknowledges the vulnerability fair. I don't know when this happened, AB, but dudes are wearing hoodies under blazers relentlessly. Richard Jefferson does it.
I know. I've seen him.
I don't get it. I think this franchise is good for one thing, at least, and that's serving as historical record for fashion trends that fly too close to the sun, that burn out quickly. This is one of them. We won't see this next year. 5 years ago, we had the hard part in dude's hair. All of them had it.
Yes.
Also had super tight pants, exposed ankles and suits.
Ankles.
That's gone for the most part.
Shorts even.
Deep V-necks. Sean Lowe era?
The deepest of these.
Lower than the nipple equator.
Mm-hmm.
I predict the next one is mustaches. I think mustaches are going to come in
mustaches
hot.
Mustaches
are going to with mustaches are coming in.
Listen, next, I'm surprised. Well, it'll be this year, actually. This year, there's going to be a lot of mustaches. That's a promise from us, from Rosecast.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Now, having said that, all the other ones are like, you laugh at those? Mustaches are fire. Have been, always will be. Yes. So I'm not making fun of
mustaches. Some of them hit.
Oh, yeah. If you can do it, I highly encourage you to do it.
But yes, I am confused by the sweatshirt on
can
your
you imagine
the blazer.
Pit
I don't
going
under-
on? I'd be sweating my ass
I don't
off.
Understand the purpose. I'm unsure if I like the look or not. I think I might. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Whose idea was this? I want to know. Who was like, let's...
yeah, let me throw this on underneath it.
Serene, one-on-one time. She wants the rose. In her family, they don't talk much about feelings. Clayton says, hey, same type of household. Mm-hmm. But I like talking to you. It comes easy. What did you make of this one-on-one time?
Keep an eye on Serene. That's what I noted here. I like these two's chemistry a little bit. Well, something there.
I agree. However, this was generic. This was super generic, this combo.
Oh, yeah, it's all super generic, though.
All right, fair.
When it comes to Clayton.
fair. Keep an eye on Serene. That's the main takeaway. Then Susie.
Keep an eye on Serene.
Susie.
Keep an eye on Susie.
Why had Susie number two last week?
Yeah, she went on the one-on-one, right? Didn't she go on a one-on-one?
That's true. That's yeah. true. Susie was being nice, phrased something a little awkwardly when she said it was definitely real. She's talking about Clayton's struggles with his body image, and she says, I can relate, so that made me happy to hear. I'm not sure.
happy to hear that you struggled with body positivity issues.
I was so
issues.
Thrilled. I was thrilled to hear that. Then they kiss. Then they go off somewhere else to kiss.
Special dark corner second makeout.
On a balcony.
On a balcony. This was, keep an eye on Susie.
I think a balcony kiss is worse than a dark corner first
well, this
floor
was in
kiss.
A dark corner too, though. It was dark.
It was dark. The chandelier wasn't lit. Back at the house. Date card, Sarah.
I don't know who this is what I wrote.
I had forgotten.
Unfortunate.
My memory's been jogged. Others pretend to be happy for her because it's still early in the season. Shanae, not happy.
In fact,
she's not
annoyed.
Fake, okay?
In fact, very annoyed at everybody.
The spirit of Corinne lived in Cassidy, rubbed off
just
on Shanae.
No, yeah. Once Cassidy went home, it moved like a ghost, transferred to her. I feel like she's a much better villain than the last time I saw her. I remember roast. Didn't we roast her?
Shanae.
As being a bad villain, Cassidy was the main villain that we were intrigued by.
Yes.
Now, Cassidy's gone. Slipped right in there. I think she's showing good characteristics of a villain.
I don't know how much longer it'll last. Back on the date, Eliza and Clayton. What'd you make of this? The mirror move.
I didn't get it. They were just staring into a mirror and they're like, damn, look how good we look.
I kind of like that movie.
We're kind of killing it. Me and you are kind of killing it.
Like my outfit? And yeah, it's a good outfit. We look hot together.
We look smoky
that's
hot.
One,
let's check out this mirror.
It. I don't hate that.
Then they make out, right? They make out. Yeah, they made
I don't
out.
Think, did they?
Yeah. Yeah. They looked in the mirror and then they moved it to the couch
they were
to make out.
Overcome with physical attraction.
To the couch. Yeah.
Clayton says, Eliza is one of the most beautiful people he's ever laid eyes on. And then he realizes that might come off kind of shallow. So he goes both internally and externally,
as well.
Which is a strange way to say it. She's externally beautiful and internally as well. That's football guy speak. We're going to handle that in-house type of thing. Then Melina and Clayton, Genevieve and Clayton, group date rose goes to Eliza, which kind of surprised me because they... Her interaction seemed thin. They showed more of the Serene one-on-one time. So I was surprised that Eliza got this.
Yeah, or Susie, too. Susie had that extended double makeout.
Clayton also said he'd give out 8 roses if he could. I consider that binding. So all of them better get roses at the next one because you have 8 for the
you
next
got,
rose ceremony.
You definitely have 8.
Everybody, I'm going to check this. Everybody from this date better get a rose. Let's take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sarah, one-on-one date, daytime. What did you make of the activity on this date, AB?
The day after they have a bunch of body positivity talk, they're forced to disrobe and run around the city. The day after they all talked about their insecurities, including Clayton, about his body insecurities. So let's strip down skivvies and run around the city.
I didn't understand There was nothing to understand here. There was no point to the jogging. There was no race.
It was just, no, yeah.
Just get people to take pictures of you so they can post it, and then that gets some buzz. Mm-hmm.
Clayton's running around L.A. in his some underwear. Park. We got pictures of him, TMZ.
Hashtag, TMZ was there.
Yeah. That's what they was for. They had no, there was, she said it was a scavenger hunt. I didn't notice anything they were doing besides running to clearly laid out spots,
stations
where they would do an activity. It wasn't a scavenger hunt.
Icebreaker questions. There's been a lot of get to know you icebreaker, retrieve a small piece of paper and then read it questions on the last couple of seasons. They're running out of ideas.
Yeah.
They're running out of ideas. I also didn't love the sing the feelings to one another bit because neither of them were into it. So
this
it just
fell extremely flat for me.
It fell flat.
He did do a beatboxing thing while she was going. She was nervous. So him beatboxing, I found that cute from
they
him.
Kind of, they both helped were her out. Uncomfortable together. And she had a good rhyme off the top of her head. Afterwards, they said, good, that was good. Then they kiss on the helipad on a rooftop.
I wrote here, I don't know. I'm not seeing the crazy chemistry here. Sorry, folks. That's what I wrote.
I have more to say that at the nighttime portion.
Okay.
But I don't disagree. Spoiler alert. Back at the house. I think this the inclusion of this segment also speaks to the lack of cackling chemistry on
lack of juice
Sarah's
from
date.
Sarah.
They were like, let's just go back to the house and just see what's going on. This is nothing. Everyone's relaxing, having a good time. No drama here.
This looked fun. They were chilling. Got some people doing some like yoga stuff. You had people with cucumbers
Everyone
on their eyes.
Out.
Absolutely chilling. Drinks in hand. This looks like something that I'd want to go on this show for. Is the in between days.
I was gonna say if you gave me the opportunity to be on the show and never go on a date, but keep getting roses,
I'll just stay in the house and chill. This looked fun. We don't always get a glimpse into what the off days are for the other women.
No, unfortunately not.
This looked awesome.
Well, we've seen it on Joe Millionaire. 60% of Joe Millionaire takes place in loungewear when people are just waking up or getting ready to go to bed. Anyway, Elizabeth makes some shrimp for everyone. Or does she? Because I'll tell you what.
Okay.
It didn't seem to me like there was enough shrimp made, if you
don't
want to play devil's advocate.
Don't get me started on the shrimp quantity. Okay? They're having a blast. Elizabeth says, I'm making shrimp for everyone, and then she finishes a single pan of shrimp. A regular...
Not even.
This is just a regular pan. How many shrimp can you fit in a regular pan, people? You do
well,
the math.
I don't know what you mean by regular pan, but
just
you could load it up. You could put 50 on
just
there.
Just a large pan. Then she walks outside and she says, shrimp's ready, everybody, to everybody.
Yep.
How many people are there? 15 or more?
Probably 10 here.
There's only one on the date.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's only one on the date. Wow.
Yeah, both the group dates there. At least 15, probably more people there.
Yeah, unacceptable amount.
Shrimps ready. She had it in a cereal bowl, Rim. The shrimp was in a cereal bowl. Do the math. How many shrimp can you fit in a cereal bowl? 20 if it's jam-packed? Maybe?
Let's say there's 15 people.
How many shrimp do you need?
How many are you making? I'm making 150. I'm serious. I'm making 150
shrimp.
That
is a situation. You need all four burners going. You got to have four pans loaded to the brim with shrimp.
You got 15 people here.
For 15 people with shrimp. Because you want each person to have 10 shrimp. That's a minimum. I would prefer
extra
leftovers.
Or something.
I'd do leftovers, so I'd do 200. Easy 200, 50 in each pan. Four big pans of shrimp. I'd be flipping them.
I think she made 12 shrimp. I think she made 12 total.
No, I think she made 20. I went back and looked. I think she made like 20 shrimp. And she said, "Shrimp's ready, everybody. Come and get it." It's like, what are you talking about? We each get one shrimp? One shrimp is worse than no shrimps.
No question.
Because then you don't have any more shrimp.
We're on the
now
same
you just have the
here.
Taste of shrimp in your mouth.
Shanae rolls in after the cattle call, and she eats, and she houses eight shrimp.
Yeah.
Which is a normal amount.
Okay.
That's how many I would have taken also.
Okay. I would walk up to that bowl, and I wouldn't be thinking, oh, this is the only shrimp.
This is an individual bowl. Everyone gets one of these.
Yeah. This is a bowl. I can take as many as I want. Obviously, there's plenty of more shrimp somewhere else that I'm not aware of.
If someone made 20 pieces or less, I'd say, why did you make so... I would be upset. Why did you make such a small amount of shrimp?
I'm glad we are both on the side of Shanae here.
Of course. This was an outrageous...
She did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing. Are these community shrimp or not?
That would be my question.
Because you came out there and you said, everyone come get the shrimp. So I came and got some shrimp. What's the problem?
If I'm out by a pool and you come out and you say I made shrimp for everyone, you better have a platter, a three-tiered platter filled with shrimp at every brim.
Loaded.
The line of the night did come from Elizabeth, though. She said, there's two things Shanae can't keep out of her mouth, and that's my name and shrimp. If she thought of that line, good for Elizabeth. If it was producer driven, good for them. Because one thing that I've noticed watching Bravo lately is they have really good burns in the confessionals, and I know that they're not all thinking
they're
of
written.
Those.
Yeah.
We need to get
some people in there.
That here, because this was a funny line.
I would
that
like
laughed
a full time comedy writing staff.
Yes, Bruce
ready feeding them lines. I would like that.
The confessional needs to have better, more clever burns. Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
And then did Shanae make more shrimp?
Yeah, so Elizabeth was pissed because I think she had 20 shrimp. Shanae ate like half of them. Again, don't take this as us being anti-Shanae. We're 100% on her side and would have made it known in the house, in fact. Okay, so she ate them all. She obviously was throwing an absolute stink about it. Elizabeth was. So Shanae's like, fuck, I'll make some more shrimp myself. I don't care. I think they have unlimited shrimp here. I don't know what that shrimp situation is. That'd be another thing. Off day, I'm just frying up all different types. I'm Bubba Gump in this house. All different types of shrimp. You want fried? You want cocktail? What do you want? I'm doing 15 types shrimp, 15 types of ways for the house when I'm there. Anyway, Shanae makes the shrimp, brings it out to the... to the hot tub where everyone's chilling.
Cool,
like, here.
The cool kids table.
Cool kids are sitting in the hot tub, and she's like, here, I heard you were tripping about your shrimp. You made 15 of them, and I ate half of them. It was ridiculous what you did, but here's some shrimp. And nobody acknowledged her. She took it as a big snub, which I think it was.
Shanae took it as a snub.
Shanae took the shrimp out there.
No one likes her, and she's being iced Shanae out.
Shanae is definitely being iced out there. Yeah. No one even looked at her.
That's rude.
The person that took the shrimp, it was rude.
It's kind of rude.
I'm all on Shanae's side. This whole thing, they were painting Shanae. I think the producers thought people are going to hate Shanae for this. No, I was 100% on Shanae's side.
Do. Most people probably do.
Well, most people don't understand shrimp like we do.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to.
I was absolutely stopped in my tracks by the shrimp quality or quantity provided by Elizabeth.
Sarah went on one date, nighttime.
You don't even get two each? Two shrimp each. I can't even get that. Little the shrimp.
The Bachelor Mansion, we got to ration shrimp? No.
Come on.
We should have as much shrimp as we want while we're here. Sarah went on one date, nighttime. They're at the Van Gogh exhibit. She says, I got to see the real Clayton, not the guy who's trying to impress all these girls. Perhaps the most sincere and genuine guy who's ever been on the show?
We'll Question?
Sarah shares more about who she is. She says, I'm adopted by a white family. She's part Vietnamese. Grew up ashamed of being adopted. It took her a while to feel the love from her parents.
She felt like she was the second choice.
And Clayton says, I'll never make you feel like a second choice. He didn't say that, but that's a better way of
what he said. Yeah, he tried to say that, yeah.
She says, thank you for me. She says, I like that you may, I feel comfortable. I don't know what she said. And then she said a bizarre thing, which was, I feel like you deserve to fall in love and find your person. You can always trust me to be honest and straightforward.
Okay.
That struck me as...
friend zone?
Like...
I'm going to help you find someone else?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You're on the second one-on-one date here, Sarah. You're the person you're talking about.
You're one of the top people. Yeah. This is...
She was like, hey, if you ever need any help kind of whittling it down, I'll be around. Like, what? I think she just didn't feel it with him. So
maybe she doesn't have a connection with him either. Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. She was like letting him off. Like, you don't got to worry about.
Don't worry about me. I'll just stick around and I'll be your eyes. Eyes and
I'll
ears.
Be your eyes out there.
I'll be the mole.
It was weird. It was a weird thing to say. But they had a good time at the day. Anyway, back at the house, group date card. Gabby, Rachel, Kira, Melina, Lindsay, Sierra, Teddy, Elizabeth, Shanae.
You'd see me all the group situations, you'd see me walk in with a platter of shrimp.
He's late.
Who wants a Cajun shrimp today? We got a little different flavor from yesterday.
Trying to mix it
up. Testing all my recipes out here.
You'd be like a chef. You'd come out like on Below yeah. Deck when the chef comes out and he's like, well, let me explain the meal to you guys and tell you what's in front of you. And it's exotic shrimp. Yes.
That'd be me at every meal.
Tried some cinnamon on this one. Okay. Card is something about the beach.
Yep.
Shanae hates everyone. Shanae hates Elizabeth most. That's the takeaway from that bit. Back on the date. Kind of nothing. You know?
They make out with an orchestra.
I felt they were too close to the orchestra.
A little close. Distractingly close.
She did say this could be the beginning of them falling in love.
I just wrote,
for me to get past what you said earlier.
Again, I wrote here, beautiful setting. I don't know if I don't get the juice or excitement from either of them. I just don't get the excitement. They don't seem
either.
Excited.
No.
Doesn't seem like the fireworks are going off. When these two are around each other. Sorry.
Group date. Daytime. At the beach on an overcast day.
Someone said it was the perfect day, and I...
Who said that? On the show?
Yeah, one of the people on the... She goes, beach day, perfect weather. Well, I can see the weather, and it's not perfect for a beach day.
Worst possible weather. Because it'll still burn you, as we saw from Clayton later.
Yeah.
You can still get sunburnt out there. And it's not fun. The activity for a minute was hanging out at the beach.
Playing football.
Until someone rolled up on an ATV. Now, we are above the median age of people on this show. I'm pretty confident you don't know who Nicole Eggert is. Is that accurate? Is that an accurate statement?
You know, I've heard her name.
Same.
But if you asked me what she was in, I wouldn't have said Baywatch. I would not give you an answer. I would not know what she's in. But I do know the name.
I think I know the name
because
I Love the 80s. People referenced her on the VH1 show, I Love the 80s. I think she was on Baywatch and in various movies.
Let me look up
her. It was a big deal back then.
Let me look up her IMDb here. What do I know her from? Charles in Charge.
Oh, Charles in Charge, that's it.
That's definitely it. Baywatch from 92 to 96.
A show I didn't watch.
A show I didn't watch. Gilmore Girls, which I didn't watch.
All right. I don't think we should go down the hall. Yeah, nothing. I don't know about you. Yeah, I don't know if that's
I don't know why I know her. Just a name I know, but don't know what from.
Well, I'm certain that none of these people knew. Baywatch went out of syndication when some of these people were born. And one of them was like, oh my gosh, it's Nicole Eggert from Baywatch.
It was Gabby, the person who was won the day. Yeah.
I question if she knew that.
I used to love that show when I was a little girl. What do you?
No chance. No chance.
No chance.
They have the Baywatch red swimsuits.
I don't think she was one of the main people even.
No, I think she was.
I looked at the wiki. I had to click other cast.
No,
on Baywatch. I swear to you, go to the wiki. So they had a list of people, probably 10 names deep on the cast on wiki. And then you had to click other cast, the little button.
Gosh, is that done by appearances or is it?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's not. The big names are at the top. I'll tell you that. And not IMDb, wiki. Oh, this is on Wiki. Okay.
Let's move on.
I'm telling you.
Note about Melina. I'm calling it now. Melina's going to be on Paradise because she is funny in the whatever confessional.
Melina. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Melina.
Or Marlena.
No, Melina.
Okay. You got the Olympian.
That's Marlena.
Marlena. Not
I think
her.
Melina is going to Paradise because she's funny.
Okay.
And it was on a beach, so I was like, wow, this feels like paradise. So I felt that way. Anyway, they do some activities. Sunscreen. They were slathering each other in sunscreen. Shanae put little dabs on Clayton's nipples. Apparently no one else touched anywhere else on his body with sunscreen because the man was toast at the end of the day.
They really screwed Clayton over here. Everyone was supposed to put sunscreen on him, but nobody did except she put some on his nipples. Came back to haunt him later.
It really did. Little CPR bit. Paradise Melina straddling. Funny gag.
Funny.
They do the slow-mo Baywatch run into Clayton's arm.
That was good.
Put your own twist on it. That was a funny...
Is there a new Baywatch coming out? Is that what's going on?
No, there was that movie with The Rock a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the series Zac were making Efron. A comeback. Don't get me going on... enough with the reboots. We're good. We've reached the bottom of the barrel on reboots, okay? Shanae doesn't so much slow-mo run as she kind of stomps
at
regular speed.
Walks over there normally, jumps into his arms, and makes out with him in front of everybody. It was funny.
It's
good
quite
villain
move.
Absolutely.
Everyone, funniest part was them like turning away. They were like, hey,
yeah, this is going on for, you could tell it actually went on for a long time because they had time to do that.
Well, and they cut the music too. It was like, that was funny. Gabby wins the award for giving it her all. There's no physical award. All it is a couple sips of champagne, and then they go, here, go make out.
Make out on the lifeguard stand.
The lifeguard thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on this?
Nope.
Group date, nighttime.
Bad date, I'll say that. I'll note that. I'd like that in the records.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'll put it this way. I'd rather the dates be more like this than...
True, true.
Tell me your traumas.
I would have liked some sort of lifeguard competition.
Agreed.
Race. You know,
they probably did. Honestly,
I hate the rules of the races, but I always enjoy them. So I don't. I would like that to happen.
And races always give you a new feud.
Yeah,
because
always.
Someone bent
always.
The rules somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Group date nighttime. In comes American Badass Undertaker with a leather jacket. They're going nuts for the leather. If he were smaller, it'd be a Shawn Michaels situation. He came in and it's the Shawn Michaels
the
intro
kid.
Song. Yeah.
That's
what it
sexy
sounded
boy.
Like. Oh, the leather. Anyway, Lindsay.
The American Badass.
He did. He came in with the leather.
The American Badass.
The way they reacted to the leather was kind of mocking. I feel like they're like, oh, okay, big leather guy coming in here. It's too much leather. Lindsay. Was this Lindsay? One-on-one time with Clayton?
Rachel, I think. But wait a second.
I think you're right. It was Rachel.
Yeah, I think it was Rachel. Yeah. Yeah.
These two got snuggly. Whispery.
She says she's been waiting for validation and he didn't give it to her.
He... Yeah.
Like he said he was going to, she said.
Oh, I didn't realize the accusatory tone of this interaction.
Well, it was like a flirty accusatory. It wasn't a real accusatory.
Yeah.
It was a good move. It was flirty.
This was a flirty interaction.
These two were getting closer and closer as the accusations were flying.
She's been in relationship. Well, Clayton said, hey, you know, other people over there, they're just blowing smoke. They're just talking themselves up. Don't listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, right. Because Rachel talks about the other girls are talking about the validation they're getting, and I didn't get any. Clayton's like, no, I haven't given anyone validation.
Yeah, they're bullshit. You know? Don't worry about it.
Rachel says our connection is different than anyone's, and he agrees.
I knew it was Rachel, I was like, whoever this is they're really connected. They make out hands on ass, I would say. You know, thought about calling it under thigh, but this should have been blurred. The more I analyze this video, that should have been blurred. they blurred less on
the
show.
Well, it's the American badass now.
Gabby won him one time. She's quirky.
Watch out for Gabby.
Gabby says,
I said that
goofy.
About anyone this episode. Watch out for Gabby.
I just figured you were doing a bit.
I mean, it's
lost all meaning.
Watch out for Gabby.
There was an attempt, I think, by Clayton to like get to know Gabby, but she kind of dismissed it and said, I'm actually here for the sunburn. And
I got some aloe right
body.
Here.
I got some aloe. I can't imagine a worse substance to have rubbed on me when I have to put my clothes back on immediately and then be in public talking to people.
What am I supposed to do with the aloe on my back?
Aloe is so sticky.
Not only does he have a shirt, he has the heavy leather jacket pressing the
pressing.
Shirt
it's gonna be pressing.
Onto the aloe. It had to be crazy uncomfortable. Unless he maybe went and took a shower. That's
he
what I
would have
done.
Shower.
I'm going to go take a shower. You ruined the night.
Also, if he's legit sunburned, a sunburn will put you out. If I got sunburned on
the
daytime day, I'm not going to. We have to delay the nighttime day. Sunburn ruins your day.
It saps the energy out of you, from what I've heard.
Does it? I'll tell you what, AB. There's nothing. You might be thinking, come on, Rin. What about this substance? What about that substance? No. Aloe vera is number one substance you don't want on your body underneath clothes. You don't. You just don't.
You don't.
Ugh. And it's fragrant, too. It's all aloe vera.
It's
it smells
a
like 99 cent aloe vera.
He had to have showered, looking back. He had to have.
I don't like to know behind-the-scenes stuff. I need to know if Clayton showered after this. Anyway, they make out. Ugh.
With aloe all over. Ugh. What do you do with your hands while you're making out, even? Was she touching it with the aloe hands on the face or something?
Yeah, what did she do? Did she go wash her hands?
Had to.
With that lava soap. That's the only way to get that shit all the way off, too.
With the beads. You got to get the beads to get the aloe off. Yeah.
Is lava soap still around? I remember growing up, lava soap was like, that's the stuff mechanics
there's stuff
use.
With there's stuff with beads in it. I don't know about it actually being lava soap brand.
Shanae one-on-one time. She hates Elizabeth. She's here to be honest and vulnerable with Clayton.
She said this night has been hell, is how she started the conversation. This night has been hell.
You know, I watched this and I thought, well, Shanae's making some good points. You know, this always happens, not always, but a lot of times the villain can spin, you know, obscure their behavior and say they're freezing me out there being mean to me. And it's an accurate portrayal of how the other people are treating them. Of course, they're doing it in response to things they've done.
Yeah.
But I watched this. I was like, well, I got a little bit of sympathy because like no one likes Shanae and her confidant is gone.
Well, we are
but
also
then at the end,
very siding with the shrimp. They're not being enough shrimp. So
the shrimp thing is huge for us.
The shrimp thing is huge. So when we saw what was happening at the house there,
Big
we took that as a
Shanae.
Very positive situation for Shanae, whereas other
Shanae,
people probably did not.
A righteous heroine, yes. But then afterwards, Shanae to the camera said a lot of
things
that
lost
incriminated
me there.
Herself.
Yep.
I was like, what are you even doing?
Shanae said Elizabeth is bullying her, and it hasn't been squashed, because they had that beef earlier. It has not been squashed. She doesn't want to leave, and she's crying during this, but it hasn't moved on. Nothing's moved. Yeah, crying.
Yeah.
Quotes. Because immediately after she's done talking, she stops crying, and then to the camera, my goodness.
She let it all
hard out. To back that.
Elizabeth time. Clayton says, hey, this is what Shanae just told me about you. How you've been treating her. You're the leader of the, you know, the mean group.
One more thing. Shanae says to the camera, I got him. That came out of her mouth. He believed me. I got him.
And she said it
and
on,
she said, I was
on
good.
Camera.
I was. She said, I was good. I didn't mean to cry, but I cried. Like she's performed a role, which she did.
She was celebrating the act.
The act. Tough.
Elizabeth time. Clayton says, this is what Shanae said about you. She's really struggling out there.
You bullied her.
When you're around, everyone seems to ignore her. But when you're gone, they'll talk to her. Mm. Clayton's got to hear both sides. Elizabeth says, you can ask anyone. I don't have anything against anybody. In fact, I made lunch the other day.
Why don't you tell them how many shrimp you made?
Did you? It's crazy. Did you make lunch for everybody?
Listen, you tell Clayton how many shrimp you made. I bet you're the one going home. Big guy like that?
You only made 20
shrimp. You made 20 shrimp for the house? 15 people?
Get out of here.
Well,
get out of here.
I don't think this is going to work.
Clayton says, oh, man, I feel, you know, Elizabeth sincere, but I'm confused. You know, we got back and forth.
Yeah,
I don't know what
said,
to believe.
Said.
He says, go talk. Go. He basically is like, you
go
handle this.
I don't want to deal with
this. Figure this out.
I really don't want to deal with this.
So Elizabeth goes back to the group and says, this is what Shanae told Clayton. Sierra's upset because I'm not sure why. Did Shanae say something about Sierra?
No, Sierra wasn't. There was another girl that was upset. I don't. It might have been Lindsay. Is there a Lindsay still here on this date,
yes.
maybe?
Well, let's scroll up and find out.
Is Lindsay on this date? I think it was Lindsay.
Lindsay.
There was something that happened off camera. Lindsay went and talked to Clayton, too, I believe. And Clayton... So, Shanae must have brought up Lindsay as well. This must not just be an Elizabeth thing, like no. They're portraying it to us. Because when we go back to the group, Lindsay's talking about, I don't know, Clayton just said... something about me bullying Shanae, too. So I think Shanae brought up multiple names,
spread
and Lindsay was
thin.
One of them.
Yeah. They talk about the shrimp a little bit here. This was a kind of a classic Bachelor back and forth. Shanae really didn't make any compelling points, but she was louder, which is a point in itself on this franchise. And then Clayton returns and delivers the group date rose to Gabby. Based on what Shanae said to Clayton and to the camera and in this back and forth with Elizabeth, she 100%, I believe, prepped with a glossary of Bachelor buzzwords. She just rattles them off at every turn. I wrote them down somewhere, but she, pay attention to what Shanae says. It's a lot of like,
yeah,
the words that we hear on this show, this franchise a lot. And then Clayton says, we'll get to the other stuff tomorrow. I'm expecting one of those faux 2-on-1s before the rose ceremony where you like go off in a different room.
You know, I'm actually expecting a full-on one-on-one. I think we got enough legs on this two-on-one. We have enough juice here, enough gas on this fire already, where an Elizabeth versus Shanae two-on-one makes total sense. A full date makes great sense to me, where it usually is not the case.
I agree, but
so I'm hoping
when was the last one?
I'm hoping for an old-school two-on-one. It's been years.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great. I wrote here, to nobody's surprise, Clayton has lost complete control of the show.
Anything else on the episode before we get to the power rankings, etc.?
Nope.
Refresher. Here were mine after week 2. Teddy. Remember Teddy? She basically wasn't on this episode. Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Teddy, yeah. Now,
we
I'm looking at
like
her
Teddy
picture
was
here.
Far and away. Yeah, don't even remember.
I remember her now as one of our front runners. Was she our number one on both of us? For both of us, I think?
She was number one for both of us. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
We had Teddy, Susie.
Can't have her there anymore. Although this was just kind of a secondary episode to, you know, get things going on a 2-on-1. That's why I think that as well.
Okay. Here were mine after week 2: Teddy, Susie, Sarah, Genevieve. After week 3. I'm going to go number 1, Teddy.
Even though she didn't do anything.
Yes, I've seen enough of this
Which
show.
Which date was she on? The first or the second?
I don't even know.
Was she not
a part of the show, basically. But I've seen enough of this franchise to know that sometimes...
Maybe she just didn't have one.
The big dogs... No, they all had one. The big dogs just disappear for an episode. Other people,
yeah,
other conflicts. It happens.
Yeah.
I used to be a little more reactionary. I might have moved Teddy down a lot for this. No, she's still there. Nothing's changed. I'm keeping Susie at number two. I think Susie's one-on-one date went a lot better than Sarah's.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm keeping Sarah at number three. Even though I don't think this was a great one-on-one date, she still got the one-on-one date. An early one-on-one date is a good, bodes well for your future.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm putting Eliza at number four because she got that group date rose. I had to move Genevieve out of there.
Yeah.
She, you know, that was a gut feeling on, I think, on both our parts. She hasn't done much since.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the tier below, it's Elizabeth, Serene, and Gabby. Gabby moved up a bit, I'd say. And then I put Serena, Marlena, and Genevieve. Maybe Lindsay in that second, third tier, too.
I mean, when you reach that third tier, those are people I don't know who they are.
Well, wait till you hear the no chance group.
Okay.
Rachel, Hunter, Melina, Mara Marinara, Kira, Jill, Shanae. Those four have no chance of getting a hometown, in my opinion.
I think it's too early. I think it's too early.
You might be right.
I think it's way too early. Okay. It's too early for that.
Who do you have? Who are your top four after week
number
three?
Number four, Teddy. I've moved her down. If you have an episode like that, you're getting moved down. Those are my rules.
That's fair.
Number three, Rachel. Okay. Well, she was the way they
is
were
that,
the flirting.
Is that the leg situation?
The okay. legs, the flirts, the validation. He promised okay. validation. Okay.
I thought
we didn't even
deliver
see
on that
Teddy.
Promise. I know. Hey,
an entire
what
episode.
What did I just tell you?
There's only been three
sometimes
episodes.
Sometimes they disappear. Sometimes they disappear.
There's only been three what? Episodes and she's missed
here for the
one.
Long haul.
She was,
she's here
it
for
was,
the long haul.
It was as if she was not there. We can't even put her on a date. Which one was she on? I seriously cannot even tell you what date she was on.
She had no lines. I know
she
that.
She had no lines.
I'm going to do a find and I'm going to do a find on my Google Doc here and see if
no,
she is on a
date. No, I definitely don't
card.
Have Teddy. Oh, you on your yeah, your notes. See if she's on one of them. Maybe
she was
didn't.
On the beach date. She was on the beach date.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Okay.
All right, who's number two?
Number two is Susie.
Who the heck's going to be number one?
Wait a second. I think I messed up here.
This is one of the all-time struggling with names and faces episodes on Remedy.
I think I messed up here, guys.
I'm just gonna, positive you did.
Yeah.
Susie's got to be number one.
Susie's definitely number one.
And Sarah's number two.
No, Sarah's not on my list.
Wow, incredible.
Serene. Serene's number two. I was looking for her.
Serene didn't do anything this episode either.
Serene's on my list. Keep an eye on her. They all talked right. at least.
Yeah.
And she's always been higher for me.
She's in my tier below. She's in my receiving votes.
Let me run through it again. One, Susie. Two, Serene.
Three, Rachel.
Three, Rachel. Four, Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Those are fine. Those are good.
Yeah.
Mailbag time. 773-234-7794. I believe the question was, is Clayton a dud? I don't know for sure if that was the question. I'm just basing that on some of these responses. Because that word was used quite frequently.
Okay.
Sarah in Portland. Clayton is a dud. No juice, no charisma. I don't give a poop emoji about him. Sorry, 2 exclamation points.
Sorry.
Not mean, but facts. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but he can't carry the show. Damn. Sarah in Portland. I don't know if we should have started with that
well,
one.
Well, sometimes little... facts can be mean, just a heads up.
Erica from Toronto. I think Clayton is following the Peter Weber guide to being the Bachelor a little too closely, and we all know how that went. Side note, spectacular.
Great. In my opinion. Awesome.
He's too insecure and easily swayed by anything the women say and won't end up finding this person because in reality, he doesn't know yet who he's actually looking for. I can see that. I think he'll end up taking whoever's left at the end, kind of like how Peter proposed to Hannah Ann when he clearly wanted Maddie more. God, what a great finale that was. Thanks, Erica. T, this is from T.
They were booing Peter's mom. Booing her.
That's one of the
her.
Great memories of my lifetime, that finale.
They were booing her. It doesn't get any better than that.
We didn't know how good we had it.
Vocal.
Back then. We really didn't.
It was
the
Molly.
Crowd was lit. We talk about the crowd being a little subdued sometimes. Not then.
No.
They were into it.
No. It's like when they were like the Celtics when LeBron beat them in game six of that finals, that when you're in there pouring beer on them.
That's exactly what it was like.
It was like rockets. It was bloodthirsty, as you said. This is from T. Honestly, Clayton is not as boring as some past Bachelors. He has more personality than Chris Soules, and that is saying something. Clayton is on par with Matt James on the boring and no conversation meter. I'd never heard of that meter, so I stumbled over it. I like the season thus far, but that could be because we haven't had a true season of The Bachelor in a while, so it's nice to see all the franchise tropes. Thank you, T. Michael from Spokane. Absolutely, Clayton is a dud. He seems like a nice enough guy, but good Lord, is he boring. I think he's going to push it's the girls who make a good season, not the Bachelor narrative, to its limit. He actually reminds me of those Jeff Fisher St. Louis Rams teams that always went 8-8. Not good enough to be entertaining or bad enough to reach the can't look away train wreck status. Just a dud, wrap up the season and bring in Michael A.
Oh, the dad.
Thank you, Michael. Are you Michael A? Michael, is that what this is about? You know who's really great? Michael. This is from Patty. Clayton is apparently the most self-effacing and kind, big, dull guy ever. As if he emerged from a football life coma to realize gorgeous influencer women will kiss anyone, and society has crashed and burned. He's like Gulliver caught in a Lord of the Flies episode. One observation to keep you awake during the season. No recappers seem to notice that Clayton constantly flicks his tongue like a nervous lizard. This accelerates when he is forced to come up with canned words when cornered by any contestant. This season will certainly hone your comic skills, how to make cringe and boredom funny. Thank you, Patty. Daniel from Colorado. Pretty sure you guys have already called him this last season, but getting major Jack Swagger vibes from Clayton so far. He has the look and is a mountain of muscle, but just doesn't have it. The producers will likely pull out all the stops to try and get us to like him, but I don't see Clayton becoming much better. To lean more into the wrestling theme, the producers need to pull Clayton from the show. In parentheses, have him get injured at a group date and vacate the title of Bachelor. A mid-season swap may be the only saving grace for a good season.
You know, Jack Hager, formerly known as Jack Swagger, had a nice little AEW run, Rim.
Is it over?
I haven't seen him on there in a very long time.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on. But also, I don't pay attention week to week, and you could miss stars that way. So I don't know what's going on with him. But he had a nice little run. That sounds fair, though.
Thank you, Daniel. These are unrelated. Julia from Massachusetts. This is not for the mailbag question, but it's about the senior bachelor.
Oh.
I don't think it's happening.
Oh.
My dad is a widower and also a self-professed relationship expert because he was a divorce attorney. I helped him apply for the senior bachelor in early 2020. I truly think he would be perfect for it, and everyone I talk to who watches the show agrees. I agree too, Julia, for what's that?
Yeah, me too.
I talked to a producer on Instagram about his application, and it sounds like there weren't all that many applications, and everyone would at least get an email with follow-up questions, if not a Zoom interview. My dad never heard anything. I don't know this for sure, but it seems as if they have done zero actual casting for it, and so I think it's all a mirage. Breaking news confirmed by one source that Senior Bachelor is not happening. Thank you, Julia.
Well, it's either not happening or, unfortunately, her dad didn't make the cut, Rim.
Sorry. A little more pizzazz, maybe, but not enough pizzazz. No, I don't fucking know. Thank you, Julia. That's very interesting. And I am inclined to believe the story means what she's implying. 608 area code. I have to say I'm surprised you guys didn't enjoy this episode and had such negative reviews of last week's episode or 2 weeks ago. I thought it was very juicy and full of drama and entertainment throughout. I felt that overall the dates were not too repetitive of previous seasons, with the birthday party, helicopter to yacht to singer after dinner, all included in one. Then the game and physical competition. It's hard not to have some similarities because there's only so much they can do, but I thought it was great. I actually have hope that it's going to be a good season due to mainly the women from what I've seen so far. Thank you, 608. Andy from North Carolina. I enjoyed the most recent episode a lot, mostly because I love the low-stakes villain stuff. Clayton came across as gullible, which seems like it led to more of the chaos that I want from this show. It's sad that Cassidy will probably have to get booted this week, because I was enjoying the villain life coach angle and look forward to Cassidy and Shanae eventually turning on each other like Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Hopefully one of them will get thrown through a barbershop window on the next episode. Thank you, Andy. Hey, you know, different strokes. Don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I'm sure a lot of people like last week's or 2 weeks ago's episode.
I like that. I like that Marty Jannetty heartbreak kid angle.
Who doesn't? Lastly, this is Katie from New Jersey. Recently, I've gone back to listen to old recaps. At the end of the podcast. At the end of the podcast, who else would she be referencing?
I don't know.
In this mailbag. Recently, I've been hitting up other podcasts that are way better. At the end of the podcast, Rim says, "Have a heavenly day."
Oh, yeah.
Sign off, which I remember I loved, but I haven't heard him say it recently. I'm deep into re-listening to Claire season now, and the sign off is gone. Mm-hmm. I think I've identified when y'all stopped saying it, somewhere in the middle of the goat recaps, which you two were slogging through. I'd like to petition for a return of that phrase. It was one of my favorites of all time on any podcast, and it hits just the right romantic note I need when listening to and thinking about this show. Katie, Have a Heavenly Day has nothing to do with romance.
Isn't it Superstore?
It's Superstore. And I'd probably stop saying it when the show went off the air.
Yeah.
Just out of sight, respect.
Out of mind.
Oh, out of respect for the phrase. Okay. Yeah. That's all it is. It was not, it has nothing to do with The Bachelor at all, frankly. And I probably stopped saying it because it's so off brand. It has nothing to do with what we're doing here. That might be it. But maybe we'll see. If it strikes my fancy, we might bring it back.
It kind of fits.
773-234-7794. Thanks, everybody who wrote in. AB, what's the question for next week?
I need these people. I got two questions. Number one, how many shrimp is the appropriate number of shrimp? In your opinion, are we off base here? Number two?
No.
No, we're not. But
you're free to tell us if you think we are.
If you think we are, let us know. If you come with like three or four, that's just simply not enough shrimp.
Are you asking how many per person?
Per person. You can do the math and tell us how many total she should have made and
how she should
have done that. And then also, I just want to know who people are liking right now. Who's your favorites? I think it's a good time because I don't know anybody and I need a refresher on who these people are and why you like them.
It's getting to the point now where we need to see some stars emerge, because right now, who are the stars from this season?
Who are the stars?
Who are the stars? I don't know. I haven't seen any yet. They're out there.
I think they're out there. I do.
But
you
haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen
him. Like Teddy.
We thought Teddy was.
We thought she was. Then she had a nothing episode. Serene. She's a school teacher. Had some good moments early.
Give us the fucking Olympian, please.
The Olympian. Marlena.
Tired of the lack of Olympian.
I'm tired of the lack. You know what? There was an Olympian on Joe Millionaire, too. Got sent home. What is going... Why are people acting like...
What was her...
Remember?
I forgot which... Yeah, no,
she was
I know
fencer.
You're right. Fencer, that's
she
right.
Was Olympic fencer, got sent home week one or something.
For the USA,
like,
too.
Can
I'm
we show
sure.
some respect to our Olympians and give them the screen time they deserve?
Well, they're just athletes. I mean, they don't deserve any more than anyone else.
Sure they do.
They're all just people.
Those Olympians are interesting and deserve to have their story told. I'd like to hear more. That's all.
Undercovered Olympians, the scourge of reality TV. Go ahead.
That's it. Those are the two questions. The shrimp.
Okay.
And let us know who's...
Go ahead for the Bachelor headline of the week. 773-234-7794 is the mailbag number.
This is from distractify.com. Never heard of them. Who owns the Bachelor Mansion, Rim? Do you know anything about this?
A private resident of Agoura Hills.
It's a private resident. They move out every year for like 60 days or something like that. They take all their stuff from the house. They leave it completely empty. ABC comes in, fills it with Bachelor sleazy stuff.
Bad decor.
They sleazy
no
up,
doubt about
they
it.
Sleazy up their very nice place to
they
make
bring
it
Brett Michaels
Bachelor.
In and say, how would you decorate this?
Yeah, exactly. So it says most of the year except for 42 days. And then they come back. They get the check. They come back. They fill it back up. And then they do it again the next year.
Just sell the house. I'm sure you could sell it to them for a crazy price.
Yeah, but you want to talk about conversation starters? You want to come over to the Bachelor Mansion tonight and have a dinner party?
I immediately take
that. You
want to
come over here?
That's maybe the coolest conversation starter ever.
It's a 7,500 square foot mansion surrounded by a whopping 10 acres of property.
Wow. Okay. Any topical
No, that's all that's I got. No. Okay. No. All right, the guy did an interview for Us Weekly, and it was interesting. Check it out. Gotcha. It's on Airbnb some of the year too for $6,000 a night if you're interested.
Well, Airbnb's a racket. Don't get me wrong. All right, good headline. Thanks, AB. Uh-huh. Lastly, the Rose League scoring update.
Ooh.
Pull up your phone. Yeah. There's a bloodbath out there.
Nope, Ram. I forgot. Full disclosure, I didn't put in my I didn't put it in. Okay. I didn't put it in. I got no excuse. I got nothing. I got no excuse.
This is the break. This is the break.
I was on a break.
Roger Goodell. Many people were still buzzing from the Chiefs game. Many people
That's
were.
That's exactly what was going on.
Their mind was clouded.
I didn't think about it. I did not think about it. It was a good break. I feel refreshed, but it's why I missed this.
I got 138 points. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Sounds like a ton. Did you have Shanae? If you have Shanae, you're good to go, I assume.
No, I didn't. Oh. So I'm an idiot. I had Teddy as my anchor pick. Teddy was my Albert Pujols, you know, first round 2007 type of pick. She did nothing. Also had Genevieve. Thanks for nothing, Genevieve.
Hmm.
138 points was good for 479th out of 801. I'm 550th overall, and I'm considering deleting the app from my phone, the Rose League. AB didn't do it, so he had nothing. We had a tie at the top this episode. Pop these in the randomizer. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Deleting the app from my phone.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. I love the Rose League.
I do, too. I just forgot. Hey, I forgot. I forgot.
You forgot. That's fine.
I forgot.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Randomizer. Congratulations to Team Sunny Asterisk C. Ray. That asterisk makes me think this is a bot. This is probably a bot. So, Sunny, if you're real, send us a message and we'll get a sticker out to you. Balls in your court. Thanks, everyone, for playing. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Good episode, I'd say.
I think we had a good episode.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The Bachelor episode was
that
dime a dozen.
It's irrelevant. It's all about the content.
That's what I care about. All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.